Welcome back, everybody, to Beyond the Ducks, the show where we unpack all that interesting stuff that affects your home and your life.
Right.
And today, we're going to be
Absolutely.
talking about HVAC.
Talk about HVAC.
But not the usual stuff, nuts and bolts
Bam, nuts and bolts.
and Freon and all that.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about how the relationship between the homeowner and the HVAC contractor is changing.
Yeah, it's really fascinating.
And
People.
first of all,
Yeah.
I want to thank our sponsor, Hauck AC.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that make this show possible.
Yeah.
And if you have any HVAC needs, you can reach them at 833-844-1962 or visit their website, hellouk.ac.com.
Great people.
Okay, so
Yeah.
we've all used online reviews.
Oh, yeah.
I use them for restaurants. I use them for everything.
For
I mean,
everything.
it's just so
It's to
easy.
the first thing you do, right? You want to see what other people are.
Saying and
Yeah. So, how important are online reviews for homeowners when choosing an HVAC contractor?
It's huge. Like 91% of homeowners say that online reviews are important when they're choosing a contractor.
91%.
It's almost everybody. And
Wow.
Google is really the 800-pound gorilla in the room. 56% of homeowners use Google.
Yeah, that's my go-to HVAC contractor near me. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Are contractors actually taking those reviews seriously?
Or
That's a great question.
are they just letting them
Probably.
sit there?
You know,
Or
most contractors will feature reviews
oh, wait.
on their website, but 43%
Oh, wow.
don't engage with them.
They just ignore them.
They just kind of let them sit there, whether they're good or bad. It's missed opportunity.
I think it's really important when a contractor takes the time to respond to a review,
Yeah.
especially a bad review, because it shows that they're listening,
Yeah.
that
It shows they care.
they care.
Right.
So
Yeah.
that's
And, for smaller contractors, that's a great opportunity
that might be.
because they may not have the brand recognition. So engaging in those reviews, particularly on Google, can really level the playing field and help them get this
Absolutely.
name out there.
So what about the old word of mouth?
Yeah.
Is that
Is it dead?
it dead?
Has the internet killed word of mouth? Well, not necessarily. Think of it as word of mouth 2.0, right? Recommendations now encompass online reviews and social media
You
interactions
do
and even community engagement.
like a
That's
broader
a broader
definition of word of mouth.
definition of word of mouth, absolutely.
That's not just,
And contractors are getting this. 78% of contractors still rely on word of mouth, but they're using that word of mouth in this expanded
I
sense,
see.
right?
Right.
Yeah.
And 53% are using social media advertising.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to a big decision that every homeowner has to make at some point. Do you repair?
The big question,
Or
repair or replace? That
replace?
is the question.
When is it?
Everybody's been there, right?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if they should fix the old clunker
Yeah.
or just bite the bullet and get a new one.
Yeah, and a lot of times we just keep putting it off. Yeah, we just keep putting it off
If it
until.
ain't broke, don't fix it
Yeah,
until it
there's
breaks.
some risk to that approach.
What are the downsides of just
Yeah.
waiting till that last minute?
Well, for one, it can end up costing you more in the long run.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it. You're constantly patching up an old system. Those repair bills start to add up. And then there's the inconvenience factor. Nobody wants to be snuck without AC in the middle of a heat wave
I can just imagine.
or shivering in the winter because your furnace gave out.
Okay, so how do you know
Yeah.
when it's really time?
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time to say goodbye
Should
to
replace
the old system and get a new
the
one?
system.
Well, there's a handy rule of thumb called the 12K rule,
Okay.
and you just take the age of your system in years,
Okay.
multiply it by the estimated cost of the repair.
Okay.
If that number equals or exceeds 12,000,
Okay.
it's probably time to think about replacing
I see.
your system.
So that means that you really need a good contractor
You really do.
who can explain all this to you.
Absolutely.
And some.
Smaller contractors sometimes struggle with that
Yeah.
because they're so busy.
Right.
They're juggling so many
You're
things,
right.
they might not have the bandwidth.
And that's where a company like Hauck AC really excels
Absolutely.
because they take the time
They take the time
to
to
educate
educate their
their
customer.
customers, whether it's about energy efficiency or the latest technologies or, the long-term cost benefits of different systems.
Yeah.
They want you to make an informed decision.
Right.
Not just, you know.
Not just a quick sale.
A quick sale. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've talked about online reviews.
Yeah.
We've talked about word of mouth. We've talked about repair versus replace.
Right.
But there's one other element of this relationship that's really important.
Yeah. What's
and
that?
And that is listening.
Listening. And I mean.
Who's listening to who?
Yeah, the contractor listening to the homeowner.
Yeah. It sounds simple.
Right.
But you'd be surprised how often it's overlooked.
Really?
You know, a good contractor takes the time to understand the homeowner's concerns, their budget, their lifestyle.
So it's all about...
It's not about pushing the most expensive system.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right fit.
Building that trust.
Their needs.
And that relationship.
Absolutely. Building trust and rapport.
Yep.
And, you know, it goes beyond that initial conversation, too.
Oh.
You know, it's about those small gestures.
Like what?
Show you care.
Give me an example.
Like following up after a service call.
Oh, yeah.
Addressing any issues promptly.
Okay.
Maybe even a handwritten thank you note.
Wow.
You know, those little things can make a big difference.
Yeah.
In building loyalty.
So it's the human touch.
The human touch.
And transparency is key, too.
So tell me about that.
Being upfront about timelines,
yeah,
potential challenges,
right,
and of course costs,
right,
that builds confidence and it avoids those unpleasant surprises,
right,
down the road.
So basically what you're saying is that you need to treat the homeowner
exactly
with respect, be honest,
upfront, and make the whole process
as smooth and stress-free as possible.
Yeah. Wow, we covered a lot of ground here.
We did. Yeah. We talked about online reviews.
Online reviews.
Word of mouth.
Repair, replace.
Building trust.
And, you know, providing that.
Communication. Exceptional service.
It's really clear.
Yeah.
That this relationship between the homeowner and the HVAC contractor is evolving.
It is. It's a very dynamic.
It's really dynamic.
See? Yeah.
And we're going to continue our deep dive after a quick break.
We'll be right back.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely. And we are back, continuing our discussion about homeowners and HVAC.
Interesting to me how...
But contractors.
This relationship is really changing.
Yeah. You know,
it seems like this is happening in a lot of different industries.
Absolutely. Yes. Consumers are more informed.
The consumer is much...
They have more power.
More empowered.
Yeah.
And I think...
Because they have so much information at their fingertips.
That's probably due in part...
Yeah.
...to the internet.
The internet. And... You know, I think there are also generational differences at play here.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say.
Older homeowners.
Yeah, younger.
Might still rely on traditional word of mouth.
Yeah.
They might stick with the same contractor they've always used.
Right.
But younger homeowners, yeah, those digital natives,
yeah,
they're doing their research online. They're comparing reviews.
I'd like it.
And they expect that level of digital engagement from contractors.
Yeah, they're screening their contractors.
They are.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame now.
Yeah.
And it's not just about attracting new customers.
Right.
It's also about retaining the ones you have.
So you really need to build that relationship.
All about building those long-term relationships.
Yeah. And sometimes that means going above and beyond.
Absolutely. I've got to be more than just a repair person.
Fixing the immediate problem.
Yeah.
You need to
be a trusted advisor.
Become a trusted.
Almost like a partner.
Advice.
In maintaining their home's comfort and efficiency.
Right.
And that involves being able to educate homeowners on things.
Give me an example.
They might not realize are important.
Yeah.
Like indoor air quality.
Yeah. Air quality. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's becoming increasingly important to homeowners.
Especially people with allergies.
Especially them.
Those with allergies and respiratory issues.
Right.
But a lot of people don't realize that their HVAC system plays a huge role in indoor air quality.
Well, you're breathing the air.
You are.
That's coming out of that system.
That's circulating through your home.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that your HVAC system
makes perfect sense.
Would affect that.
So
and a good contractor can educate homeowners,
yeah,
on the different options available to improve their air quality.
Like what?
Well, there are things like high efficiency filters.
Oh yeah.
Air purifiers.
Right.
And even whole house ventilation systems.
For real? So you know it's not just about heating and cooling anymore.
It's about, creating a healthier...
Creating a healthier, more comfortable living environment.
Environment, right.
Exactly.
Right.
And it goes back to that idea of being a trusted advisor.
Okay, so
Right.
now let's talk about,
You're not just selling a product, you're
yeah,
providing a service
customer experience.
that improves their overall well-being.
What are some things that stand out?
Yeah, when it comes to the customer experience,
To a homeowner.
responsiveness is huge
Oh, yeah.
when your AC goes out in the middle of summer.
Yeah, you want somebody there right
You
away.
don't want to be waiting around for days.
Yeah.
You need someone who's reliable and efficient.
So speed is important.
Yeah, and communication
Oh,
too.
yeah, communication is always important.
Keeping homeowners informed throughout the process is crucial,
Yeah.
letting them know when to expect the technician,
Right.
explaining the problem clearly,
Yeah.
outlining the solution. Those things go a long way in reducing stress and building trust.
Because nobody likes to be left hanging.
Exactly.
No,
Nobody
no.
likes to be left in the dark.
Wondering what's going on.
And then, of course, there's professionalism.
Yeah.
A technician who shows up on time is courteous and respectful,
Right.
takes the time to clean up after themselves.
Right.
You know, those seemingly small details
Yeah.
can make a huge difference.
So it's all about
It's about treating their home,
treating that
but
customer.
you would treat your own,
Just back.
showing that you care about their space and their belongings.
Right.
And it's not just about the technicians, it's
Wow.
about the entire company, from the
Wow.
initial phone call
Experience.
to the final billing.
Right.
Every interaction should be smooth, transparent, and hassle-free.
So
And
basically,
Kwok and
it's
Smith
about
confess,
you want to make the process
making the whole process
as easy as possible.
as painless as possible for the homeowner.
Yeah, because let's face it, dealing with HVAC issues,
Right.
it's not fun.
It's rarely fun.
It's not on the top
But a good contractor can make it a lot less stressful.
of anybody's list.
Yeah.
So what have we learned here?
Well, I think what we've learned is that
Oh, beep.
this relationship between homeowners and HVAC contractors is becoming more collaborative.
Mikoy.
It's not just a transactional exchange anymore.
Right.
It's about building a partnership
Right.
based on trust, communication, and mutual
So
respect.
like a partnership.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That means homeowners are becoming more informed and empowered,
Right.
and contractors are stepping up their game
Absolutely
to
right.
meet those expectations.
It's a
It's
yeah.
a win-win situation.
Win-win.
And it's leading to a more positive experience for everyone involved.
Absolutely.
And speaking of positive experiences,
Yeah.
we got to give another shout out to our sponsor, Hoke AC.
Poke AC.
They're a great example of a company that's embracing these trends
Yeah.
and setting a high bar for customer service in the industry.
Absolutely.
They're active online. Yeah.
They prioritize customer education
Right.
and they're known for their exceptional service.
So if you're looking for an HVAC partner,
Yeah, if you're looking for a partner you can trust,
you can trust.
they're definitely worth checking out.
You can reach them at 833-844-1962
Yep.
or visit their website at hookac.com.
Right.
And we will be right back
We'll be right back
with the final part
after a quick message.
of our deep dive.
Don't go away.
We are back for the final parts
Yeah.
of our deep dive into HVAC.
It's amazing how much there is to know about something.
Yes, we
You know,
often
it's
baffle
funny
them.
because we take it for granted.
Take for granted until it breaks.
Yeah. Until it breaks down and then
Yeah, and then suddenly
it's an emergency.
it's a top priority.
So what trends are on the horizon? What's
Yeah.
coming?
One of the biggest trends is the rise of smart home technology.
Oh, yeah.
Homeowners are increasingly integrating their HVAC
No
systems
way.
with smart thermostats, voice assistants, and other connected devices.
Yeah, everybody wants their home to be
It's all about convenience, efficiency,
a comfort,
and having more control over their home environment.
easy to manage haven.
Right. So
Yeah.
for HVAC contractors, this means staying ahead of the curve.
Technology is playing a bigger and bigger role.
They got to be tech savvy,
Yeah.
and they have to be able to seamlessly integrate these smart home technologies
So it's not enough
into their service offerings.
just to fix the furnace.
It's not just about fixing a furnace or
Oh.
installing an AC unit anymore.
Install an AC.
Right?
You really need to speak.
You need to be able to speak the language of smart homes,
The language of that.
help homeowners navigate this increasingly complex landscape.
Technology.
Yeah, exactly.
And I imagine
And it's not just about the technology itself.
that you could probably save
It's about understanding how it can benefit homeowners.
money
Right. So, for example,
using this technology.
a smart thermostat.
Right, can learn your temperature preferences. And so, and adjust the system accordingly.
What about sustainability?
So you save money on energy bills
Is that
without sacrificing comfort.
playing a bigger role in HVAC as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it seems like everybody's talking
Dude,
about
sustainability is a huge factor.
Sustainability these days.
Homeowners are becoming more eco-conscious.
Right.
And they're more interested in those energy-efficient solutions.
So what kind of options?
They want to reduce their carbon footprint and save money on those utility bills.
Are out there for homeowners?
Well, there's a lot of exciting developments in this area.
Who want to?
High-efficiency systems are becoming the norm.
Go green.
And things like geothermal heat pumps.
With their HVAC?
Which use the Earth's natural heat to provide heating and cooling are gaining popularity.
Oh, wow.
Solar-powered HVAC systems
yeah.
are also becoming more accessible.
So it sounds like you really...
So there are a lot of options to choose from.
Need a good contractor. But you really need a knowledgeable contractor to guide you through all that and help you find the best fit for your home and your budget.
Right, because there's
a lot of choices out there.
And that's where that trusted advisor relationship we talked about
yeah.
becomes so important.
And it sounds like the contractor's role is really becoming...
Yeah, a good contractor can
right.
really help homeowners
Hold
understand that. The pros and cons
yeah.
of each option and make an informed decision.
So it's more than just selling a product.
That aligns with their values and their long-term goals.
It's about helping the homeowner.
Exactly. It's about more than just selling a product.
Comfortable.
It's about helping homeowners create a more comfortable,
sustainable and efficient home.
Sustainable and efficient home.
Well said.
It's a holistic approach.
So that brings us to the end
yeah.
of our deep dive.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
I do.
I think the most important takeaway is that
leave our listeners with
your HVAC system is a vital part of your home.
Okay.
And it's worth taking the time to find a contractor who understands your needs, respects your time,
yeah.
and provides exceptional service.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
You're right.
Do your research and shop around
yeah.
until you find the right fit.
And you have the power now.
And remember,
as a homeowner, too,
you have more power than ever before as a homeowner.
Really?
The information's out there.
Make the right decision.
The technology is evolving.
Okay, well, that was great.
And contractors are stepping up their game.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's an exciting time to be thinking about HVAC.
For this deep dive.
It is.
Into HVAC and homeowners.
And with a little bit of knowledge and the right partner by your side.
I hope you found it.
You can create a home environment.
Informative.
That's comfortable, efficient, and sustainable for years to come.
And empowering.
Absolutely.
And of course.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
If you're looking for the right partner, look no further than our sponsor.
Sharing these insights with you.
Hoke AC.
Yeah.
You can reach them at 833-844-1962.
Absolutely.
Or visit their website at hokeac.kencom.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
They're the gold standard in the industry.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Okay.
We'll catch you next time.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay comfortable.